Welcome to We Fucked Up.
Red's just taking the reins.
I'm Red.
Thinks he controls the ship.
Ooh, yeah, that's different.
Yeah. And I'm Dave. Red's doing the intro this time.
Well, he sits in front of his little control.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Pretending he's like captain of a...
Yeah. You wouldn't know how to do any of this desk stuff, okay?
There's an on button and an off button.
Yeah, exactly. And you wouldn't know how to do it. Hey, welcome to We Fucked Up. I'm Dave.
Nah,
I'm
already done that. Bugger off.
Whatever, guys. How's everybody going?
Yeah, I'm all right. How's yourself?
I'm all right. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm getting into my fitness a little bit lately. Like, okay. Just getting going, you know, just a little bit, working out when I can.
Yeah.
Show off.
But I don't know if this happens anyway, but like inspiration strikes me at the weirdest times to just
fitness.
Because I don't just go to the gym. I don't have a gym or anything. I just work out a little bit home. You know, I just like, just some push-ups or some weights or some bench press or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The other day, I went to our disabled toilets.
At home?
No, at work. At work. Installed specially for me. I was in the disabled toilets. It was quite a big...
Why were you using the disabled toilets?
Well, we have several toilets here, but the disabled one's the nicest. And there's no disabled people who I work with. Like, I'm not going to be in danger of opening it and there's someone who needed to use it.
Or like taking up time in there while someone's waiting on the outside.
I was at a bar and I was like busting to go to the bathroom, and the only one available was the disabled one. I was like,
pierced your pants.
No, I went and used it, and I was like, oh, you know, my luck, there'd be a person in a wheelchair like at the front. And there was when I opened the door, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. He was like, I don't care.
Right. You do feel bad, don't you?
Luck,
like,
you know?
Yeah. You do feel bad when you're like, oh, I'm really sorry that you had to wait for me, an able-bodied person, to use the one toilet that you can use.
I've got a question for you. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, you really have interrupted big time.
No, you get me talking about toilets.
Okay.
You
know?
So one of my friends was out having beers at a bar, and then so the two girls went to the bathroom, and then they came out crying.
Yeah.
They had an argument over this.
Yeah.
They walked in and one of them said, everybody knows that the first cubicle in a female toilet is the one for peeing and the last one is for pooping. Is that a thing?
And they were
arguing over it, like whether it was the opposite.
But there's psychology in this, because every person assumes that as well. So like if you do a poo, you want it to be as far away from everything as possible in a public toilet.
Yeah.
So naturally you use the end one. But then everyone assumes that.
Bit of both.
Yeah.
But I don't understand.
Oh my God.
So what happens sometimes if everyone assumes that, then you just go and use that one? What's the crossover? What's the issue?
Just this, how people, it's like a rock, paper, scissors.
Male toilets are not like that. Male toilets are just chaos.
Yeah, you just...
Anything goes.
Get
in, we shit in the urinals. Right?
No, we don't. And I wanted to talk to you about that.
That's what I do.
I like peeing really loudly because so many girls, women, do not like peeing really loud. They try and be quiet. But I just think it is a human thing. We all need to get it out.
Everyone knows what's going on.
Mm. Piss as loud as you like.
Hannah Schumach story.
It's also weird though. You ever think about that? Like when you're just doing a dump and you're just like, wow, there's three people on either side of me doing a dump.
That freaks me out too.
I'll get back to my disabled toilet story in a sec, but there's another cubicles in our office, and the two toilets face each other. There's a wall in the middle, obviously, because that would be very terrifying to just stare down someone while you're doing
morning, Gary.
So like one's on the left, one's on the right, and if someone sat on either toilet, they would be looking at each other, except there's a wall in the middle.
It's real
so
weird.
If you're in there and you know like someone else is in there, a door. No, it's not a door. That would be weird. Doors in between two cubicles.
Hang on, I don't care.
It's not like you open the door. Are you going in there, bud? You're doing all right. Me too. See you later.
Hang on, I'm confused. Yeah,
so I just
weird.
Think that's freaky.
No, I'm with Dave completely.
That's weird, and I can't do it. That's another reason why I use the disabled toilets, actually, because I don't want to be sitting facing someone else who's doing a thing. So what I was saying about the disabled toilet was, and the working out situation that I've got going on here, inspiration strikes at any time for me for some reason. And the other day I was in there, whatever, doing a thing, and because it's quite a big space and there's a big, you know, there's a lot of room and there's a towel in there, I was like, I'm just going to do some push-ups.
Oh my God.
So I put the towel down and I just got really inspired. I did like 65 push-ups. Like I was doing really well. And then I jumped up and I'm like, yeah, good. And I quickly washed my hands and then opened the door, and I opened it and there was a woman waiting to use the disabled. But I just kind of went, you know, opened it and walked out. And I realized as I walked out that I was puffing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that I'd forgot to flush.
Oh, no.
So I walk out, then here you go. And then I'm like, oh, no. And I turn around and she's just walked in. So she's seen a grown man coming out of a disabled toilet puffing after having just done a shit.
And then she had to look at your shit.
And she would have had to just look at the shit. And she just kind of like closed the door and it was too late. I was just like, how do I go back and be like, I was just doing push-ups. It's racing and striking any time. Sorry for not buzzing. Like, what am I saying to that?
Hopefully she just went in there and did push-ups too.
One would assume. It's a disabled toilet. That's what you do. Yeah, so that's something that happened to me recently. Let's get into a question, everybody. This one's sent from Eric. Eric asks, where does the term kettle of fish originate?
It's a whole different kettle of fish.
A whole different kettle of fish. What does kettle of fish mean? It's when you say a whole, like, one thing and another thing.
It means a completely different thing.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
So why are you putting fish in a kettle?
Like boiling them up? Yeah, you just put them on a stove?
Or
and
is a kettle like a big drum?
Big drum.
So in a marketplace, they would have maybe like kettles of fish.
Maybe. Kettles of fish. So, do you sell fish in a kettle?
And also, if you're cooking them or poaching them.
Because we were thinking of kettles, like boiling. Well, that's the only kettle I know. So a kettle can be like a big...
It can be a big thing. Yeah.
Big thing.
Big vessel.
Fish, selling fish. So not live fish. You don't think it's live. You don't think they're living fish floating.
That's a completely different kettle of fish.
Well, so that's one kettle.
Yeah.
This is another
fishmongers.
One.
It means something completely
different. What's the term monger? I don't even understand what that is either. What's a monger? Because you're a monger of anything, aren't you? You can be like a...
Can you
just fish?
Fishmonger.
Is that
you
it?
You can't There's be no... like a cake monger.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're hoarding cake. You're like a cake monger over there stealing all the cakes. Never shares
cake
his cakes.
Balls.
Like some bogan calls a kid monger someday. You know what I mean? It's like monger, but monger.
I hate this kid already. I'm going to name it monger.
Monger.
Yeah, yeah. It just means like that's the different, like another option, right? So...
No, it kind of means like, no way, that is a different, you got like
it's a
different ball
different
game.
It's a whole thing. It can't just be two like barrels of fish, can it? Because it's too removed.
Like it's absurd that you'd think it was in this one. It's absolutely the other one.
So obviously a separate kettle of fish that how could you have been blind enough
it's
to think it was
have,
the same kettle in the first place?
It's got to have something to do with fishmongers and markets and old-timey like marketplaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well, sure. I think that's probably the only answer we've got. Otherwise, it's just swimming around and boiling fish in a kettle, which seems inhumane. Just seems like a weird thing to take off.
People looking for a very specific fish.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the mongers are like, nah.
It's not even the same ballpark.
Like, that's salmon
so
and
different.
That's barramundi.
New fish we've got.
New, exciting, like, adventurous fish. I think it's marketplace. I think it's marketplace separate kettles.
Yeah, me too.
Do that?
I'm going with that.
From what era? Just throw it out there.
Oh, look.
Romans?
1741.
Now, Dutch in the, late 1600s.
Red?
1980s Roman era.
Great. Okay, we're back on We Fact Up, talking about a kettle of fish and the etymology of it, the origins, guys. So I've got a few
tidbits.
Tidbits, thank you. Yeah, tidbits here. So this is interesting. There's apparently two ways to use the term.
Oh.
As in, one is how we were doing it. You know, like there's two different kettles of fish, like a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
As in different matter from the one previously mentioned, or it's an exclamation. You can say, that's a pretty kettle of fish or a fine kettle of fish.
Oh, right.
But that means an awkward situation. It's like an awkward state of, well, what a kettle of fish we got ourselves
what
into
a
here.
Dilly of a pickle.
Yeah. I've never heard that. But yeah, it's
awkward situation.
Awkward situation. So now you know you can use it in two different terms, guys. Use it as you wish.
Yeah, okay. I think it's the first one that we always use. I've never used it for an awkward situation.
No, but you can now. Now you know. So the
if you're in a cubicle facing another one having a poop, you know, it's like this is a kettle of fish.
That would be less weird than just peeing loudly. Yeah. It's a bit of an awkward kettle of fish. What? Who said that? Yeah. Why aren't you just going to the toilet like a normal person?
Don't talk.
And why are you pissing so loudly?
Yeah.
Keep it down. This isn't Adelaide.
Adelaide, piss as loudly as you want, then leave.
Yeah. So the what is it? The story goes that in 1785. What did I say? It's 1741.
No, 1780s Roman era was.
There was a Tour of England and Scotland in 1785, there's a book written. It said it was customary for the gentlemen who lived near the Tweed to entertain their neighbours and friends with a fête champêtre, which they call the giving a kettle of fish. Mm. Tents or marquees are pitched near the flowery banks of the river, a fire is kindled, and live salmon thrown into boiling kettles.
Okay. Ah.
So that's where it would have, that's, there was actually like a cooking utensil, a kettle.
Right. And it was super awkward?
No, that's the second name of it. So the first one is what, how we thought of it. Like, this is a different kettle of fish.
Hang on, I don't get
why it. Is it different?
Yeah,
like, what's the...
No one knows why it became that.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? No, they don't know why it became like a term for it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it says what puzzles scholars is how the literal reference became an idiom.
Ah. Oh. So what was his name? Who was he?
Okay, a guy, Thomas Newt, in his tour of England and Scotland. Newt.
What was he touring? Fish?
I don't know. The tour of the fish.
I'm going on a tour.
So he wrote a book.
Yeah.
And in that book, he said, is the giving of a kettle of fish was like a friendly thing to do.
A gesture.
The gentleman who lives near the Tweed.
It's like going to a party these days with sort of a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So, the gentleman who lives near the Tweed.
The river?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Tweed heads.
Near the Tweed.
But yeah, scholars... that. Yeah, it came from Gold Coast. So the other,
rich
the other
history in the Gold Coast era.
The other term for it is that Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue of 1811 explained it like this: when a person has perplexed his affairs in general or any particular business, he's said to have made a fine kettle of fish. And Thomas Chandler a little later said, there's an end to the clock trade now, and a pretty kettle of fish I've made of it, haven't I? I should never hear the last of it. So this is where it first originated, in writing.
Maybe.
Yeah, and they're saying that maybe at the end of this party where, like, the gentleman from Tweed made the fish, that at the end of it was really messy.
Oh, right.
So maybe the fish was really messy.
I've ballsed it up. Yeah.
Have you?
No. That's
That's our next.
I've made a mistake. Situation.
It's all messy and awkward. Yeah, I've done a shit in Adelaide.
There's salmon everywhere. There's.
I've done a what?
Shit in Adelaide. That could be a new saying. Oh, I've done a shit in Adelaide.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
That's something you don't care about. That's something you feel very comfortable doing.
Yeah, but that
could be the Adelaide Central Market.
Could be a good thing. Yeah.
Because I always thought it'd be nice to be back when they made up all these idioms or whatever. We've got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
so,
true. Well, this could be like, how'd you go last night? Mate, I did a shit in Adelaide.
Yeah, it was so comfortable.
Oh, it went great.
Yeah.
How'd the game go? We shat in Adelaide?
Yeah, comfortable win.
Yeah. I'm going to say that after the game today, the footy that's on. I'm going to be like, whoever wins, did a shit in Adelaide.
Yeah, but just say it really confidently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if they're like, what does that mean? Be like, have you not heard that saying?
I've been saying for years.
Same. Like, everyone's all roads lead to Dublin.
Yeah, red saying. Shit in Adelaide. All right, cool, okay. Guys. So, hey, I think we solved it. We did shit in Adelaide.
I still don't get.
That's fine.
I want to know how it's come to be, different kettle of fish.
Yeah, I think that is one for the ages. So, yeah, we don't know why it was two different kettles of fish, but we know that the man from Tweed, Gold Coast.
What a mystery, huh?
Tweed Heads is the Sunshine Coast is the reason.
Stoner from the Gold Coast.
And if anyone out there knows what a fishmonger means,
just write in on tweet us,
Facebook, do audience interaction here, Dave.
Send us a fish.
Send us a fish with the reason written on it.
That would be cool. Dead fish just arrives at our doorstep. That's
information fish.
So hopefully the kettle of fish, we've done a shit in Adelaide, we've solved it, and the information fish is on its way.
Yeah.
Yay.
Give us a review on iTunes if you like us, and subscribe. Send us some questions.
To our podcast.
Yes, yeah, subscribe specifically to this. Not to the ones that Hannah keeps promoting on the side.
You're in their pocket.
They're all good.
Yeah, they are good. Podcasts are great, guys.
Podcasts are great.
Get amongst it. Yeah. It's a community.
And I don't reckon we ever... Shut up. I think I want to reach a level of like Roman Mars from 99% Invisible. This is 99% Invisible.
Yeah.
I'm Roman Mars.
Yeah.
He has such a good voice.
You want to get to that
point. Or Krista Tippett. This is Krista Tippett. This is On Being. Krista Tippett from On Being.
So you want to get to that point, is that what you're saying?
I just want a nicer voice.
You got great voice.
You got great voice. It's...
I don't have a podcasty voice.
When you do like a podcast sound, you do it.
This is Krista Tippett.
But do your own version of Krista Tippett.
Oh.
Just like
I'm Krista Tippett.
Top of the morning to you, Gov. Nailed it. Doing a shit now, lad.
Yeah.
Oh, just brand reinforcement here, guys. Just keep on saying it.
Oh, well.
There you go. That's your voice. All right. Okay, we'll leave it there then.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Thanks to Krista Tippett.